Healing Power Hour with your host, Dr. Akila L. Greetings, everyone. This is Dr. Akila, and you're in tune to another episode of Healing Power Hour Radio. This is our studio broadcast, and today is a very exciting subject that many, many people want to know the secret of, especially you women out there who like to wear your low-rider jeans and the halter tops, showing off the midriff. It is Secrets to Getting a Flat Stomach. Now, I have to say from personal experience that I never was a type, even when I had a gut, and yes, I did have a gut. I didn't always have six-pack rock. I'm working on an eight-pack right now, but I didn't always have six-pack abs. I didn't always have your rock hard abs that you see pictures of on my website, or for those who see me in person. If I am wearing that type of clothing, which is rare, I do try to dress somewhat appropriately. But some people have, some of my clients have seen me at the gym, and I do show off my hard work. So that's also, my body is an advertisement board in itself. So when women see my stomach and they see how flat it is and how ripped my abs are, they ask me, and of course I can tell them because I'm speaking from personal experience. But the reason I'm saying this is because watch who you get your advice from. Don't get advice from fat nutritionists. And if someone has a gut, they cannot tell you how to have a flat stomach. I always believe that you have to practice what you preach. And I believe in credibility. I'm not about, oh, don't pay attention to the messenger, listen to the message. Okay? I'm sorry, I don't have that mind of thought. Only a rich person can tell me, give me a seminar on wealth, and only a healthy person can give me a seminar on health. So I am letting you know this because I practice what I preach from the inside and out, and I obtain a flat stomach. Now I have a ripped stomach. And I've come from both sides of the fence. I was on the side of the fence where I had a gut. And believe it or not, I was happy with my gut. I just couldn't wear those cute clothes I wear now. And then I, got into a flat stomach. And then when I got into bodybuilding, I got into the ripped entire body, whole entire body ripped. But I always had I was always able to keep a flat stomach prior to getting into natural bodybuilding. So I'm going to show you or tell you how you can do the same thing. Okay? So listen up, take your notes, and let's go ahead and begin. Now, first of all, some people may think that it's the ab exercises and the ab machines themselves that will burn the fat that is on your stomach. And if you think this is true, you believe in the possible myth of spot reduction. Now, let me tell you what spot reduction is. Spot reduction is the idea that you are able to directly target the fat on a certain area of your body simply by doing exercises for that specific area. Now, what do I mean by that? Like, people think that if they want a flat butt, that all they do is a bunch of back kicks and leg lifts and butt blasters and butt lifts and squats, and that exercise alone is going to get the fat off of their booty, aka the junk in the trunk. That's not true. That's actually impossible. Okay? The same thing with your stomach. You see these people who actually hog the ab machines and they're doing like thousands and thousands of reps and all these ab exercises, on all the machines at my gym. Every day somebody is waiting to use the ab machines, and we have several of them at my gym actually, and people are always on them, and I don't know when they're going to get into their minds that no matter how long they stay on there, and I'm against that, and I'm going to tell you how to properly exercise your abs. But just doing ab exercises and getting on those ab machines is not going to burn the fat off of your stomach. Now, the reason why this is possible is because, you know, while you can certainly target specific muscle groups, there's no way to target or burn specific areas of fat. Exercises works muscles, not fat. Let me say that again. Exercises work your muscles. Exercises do not work your fat. So if you're doing all these exercises, especially if you're on the ab machine and you're constantly doing it, let's say, for instance, here's a good scenario. You did your cardio. You did about a good 30 minutes on the treadmill. You're doing a little bit of your weights, and then you get on your ab exercises and you start doing four different exercises for your abs, and you're just really rocking it. You're doing at least 100 to 300 ab exercises, crunches, leg lifts. You know, you get on the machine and you do the weighted abs and you're doing all that, and you leave out there, you know what? You did a great job for tightening up the core muscles in your abs, but you're still not going to see the abs. The fat was just like just chilling while the muscles was working. But the good news is muscles do burn fat, but if you work your abs like that and you go out there and you say, well, I did a good job in the gym, let me go ahead and get me a Big Mac, a medium order of fry, and a Diet Coke. Yes, the Diet Coke. You just did all of that in the gym for nothing. You just destroyed all the calories you burned. You replaced it three times and then some with that crazy meal that you got at Mickey D's, okay? So, you know, remember that the abs, I say this all the time, 75% of your abs is from the kitchen. It's from what you're eating at the table. Only 25% of your abs are developed in the gym, but 75% is what you consume in your mouth. So we have a saying in bodybuilding world, your 75% of your abs is created in the kitchen, not in the gym, okay? Now, if you believe that exercising will burn your fat, well, ab exercises will give you great, strong, sexy washboard rip abs, but they won't have any direct effect on the fat that is covering them. No amount of ab exercises, no matter how fancy or expensive the machine is, will directly target the fat on your stomach. It's just not possible. They will only work the ab muscles. If there are any fat on top of if there are any fat on top of the ab muscles, which is usually the case for 90% of the people who want flat stomachs, your wonderful abs will remain covered by it and will not be seen. So there's no point in doing all that ab exercise if the fat is covering all your hard work. But if you have little to no fat on your stomach, you can see some abs developing, and then you can do all those crazy crunches and side bends, leg lifts, and things like that. But I'll teach you the proper way of exercising your abs later on. Oh, and by the way, this doesn't just go for your abs either. It's true for the whole entire body. All of your the chest, the back, the triceps, biceps, shoulders, and leg exercises in the world won't have any effect on fat on the body, okay? So for those who want to get the fat off your butt, if you want to get thunder thighs and get smaller thighs, if you want to get the turkey, isn't it the turkey stuff from the bottom of your arms? I don't know what that's called, the tricep area, where that's just flopping in the wind. If you want to get rid of that, you can work all your triceps. You can work all your buttocks and your thighs and leg exercises. But if you do not focus on losing on the fat, it doesn't matter. You can do high reps instead of low reps, machines instead of free weights. You will still only be working the muscle, not the fat that is on top of it. So remember, The first thing we want to do when getting a flat stomach is, well, we need to lose the fat from the stomach. So let's get on to that now. Now, let's get back to getting the flat stomach or the six-pack abs of your dreams. Now, don't let what I just said discourage you, okay? Do not let what I just said about the fat and you all the exercises are in vain. Not necessarily, okay? You can still work your abs. I just need you to know the importance of losing the fat from your stomach. This, you know, doing ab exercises is still important, and you should always do it. Okay, don't stop doing it. Just do it, but don't go crazy with it. In order to have a flat stomach and six-pack abs, you have to lose the fat that is on your stomach. And since you are now aware that ab exercises are not what's going to accomplish this, you may be wondering what will, and that is to lose the fat. So the only way to lose the fat on your stomach is to lose fat, period. You know, through proper diet and cardio exercise. And I know you hate to hear the word exercise. You hate to hear the word proper diet. You know, some people have one or the other. They either can do the diet but can't do the exercise, or they can do the exercise but they can't do the diet. You have to do both. There's no magic pill. I don't care what type of contraptment you place upon your stomach. There's a new machine I saw on TV. it's a hoot, where it creates an electrical charge that will cause your stomach to exercise. And then they show these before and after pictures of people who were fat, and then they state that they use this machine only, but they did have in small print at the bottom of the screen that this machine, in addition to a proper diet and exercise, resulted in after effect. See, they don't make that known to you. You have to read the fine print. And so people will innocently or naively, they just naively think that this machine alone will get them to lose the fat. That they don't have to deal with the diet. They don't have to deal with any exercises. They just have to put this thing around their stomach and boom, in 6 weeks, they got hard rock abs. No, that does not happen. That's all an illusion. You have to incorporate a proper eating lifestyle, and you have to incorporate a proper workout regimen, okay? You can only lose fat from the body as a whole. You can't spot reduce. So if you want to lose fat from your stomach, you're going to have to concentrate on losing fat, period, for your whole entire body, okay? Depending on your body type, and that's very important too, and I'm going to probably have to do a show on your body type, because certain body types collect fat predominantly in certain areas, and that is important for those people who are interested in losing weight. If you listen to my broadcast on How to Lose Weight 101, you will hear me explain the only way to lose weight is by burning more calories than you consume. I also get into the body image too, of how, especially women, how we where we carry fat determines how we lose our fat. And that's one of the things that makes me a successful personal trainer. In addition to a naturopathic doctor who helps people lose weight, I look at the body and I can tell what type of body type a woman is or a man, and approach them differently based upon their genetic makeup, based upon their lifestyle. Okay, you have some meat eaters and then you have some vegetarians, and I have a secret for you folks. There are a lot of fat vegetarians out there. Don't think that they all look like me. They don't. I am a vegetarian, but I eat proper foods. But those who are vegetarians and are like 120 pounds overweight, understand that is possible. Because guess what? Donuts, candy, cookies, cakes, french fries, chips, that's not meat. They're not meat. and you can eat all that junk food that's not meat and still call yourself a vegetarian. But we have what you call healthy vegetarians that eat actually live foods. I'm not talking about a raw foodist, but eat live foods, healthy foods that are good for feeding the body proper nutrients and keeping the fat from accumulating, because you're not ingesting a lot of fat. You know, my fat content comes from essential fats, which are good fats for you. And I'm going to talk about those foods later on what to eat and what not to eat when it comes to getting the fat off your body. So let's get back on to what I was saying earlier. In order to lose weight, you need to burn more calories than you consume. Okay, by being 500 calories below your maintenance level through a proper diet, cardio exercise, or a combination of both will cause the body to lose fat. Eventually, the fat that you lose will be the fat that is on your stomach. Now, once you start, now, depending on where you gain your weight at, depends on where the fat comes off first. But like I stated, you can't spot reduce. Now, when this happens, your wonderful six-pack abs will be visible, and you will have the flat stomach and the ripped washboard, the sexy core of your dreams. And everybody will look at you and start to just give you compliments and tell you, ooh, what you been doing, girl? You look so good. And then you can say, hey, I've been listening to Dr. Keela, and she gave me the secrets on how to get a flat stomach. And then tell them to come to healingpowerhour.com, and they can learn the same thing, too. All right, now, let's talk about the foods to stay away from, as well as the foods to eat, so that you can have this flat stomach. Because remember, like I said, 75% of your herbs, 75% of your abs is created in the kitchen. So these are the foods you need to stay away from, because they will either cause bloating, they'll cause the colon to swell. They're called a lot of layers and layers of congestion, which is constipation. And anybody who's constipated will start to not only have a bloated stomach, but you will retain water. And we don't want to deal with a lot of water weight, especially on your stomach, and all of that cellulite and everything like that starts to collect. Because if you start to have a lot of edema or water weight, cellulite is going to be your best friend. That's how come a lot of people understand how do skinny people get cellulite. Well, they don't really hydrate their bodies. And if you are a person who don't like water, you're going to get cellulite. And that's the secret I learned to that amongst the diet as well. But one of the key ways of getting rid of cellulite is to drink water. And I know some people are going to argue with you if you say this and say, yeah, but drinking water causes more weight. Well, if you're not the type of person who's ever drinking water, your body thinking you're playing a trick on it. So it's going to hold on to water because you're not used to water, because you're not consistent, you're not persistent, and you're not continuing to drink the same amount of water or more every day. Now, if you were to, like, I learned that the hard way, and I'm glad I got into this lifestyle, because one of the key things of staying thin is drinking a lot of water. Water flushes out water. So you drink it, you go to the bathroom, and everybody's always want to whine about, I got to go pee all the time. Okay, well, hey, you want to be fat and you want to have to pee all the water out. And I got a secret for you. Once your body gets to the point where it's used to you drinking the water and you are properly hydrated, you do not frequent the bathroom often. In other words, when you're urinating, your body is really flushing a lot of stuff and toxins out of you, so you want to get that out. You don't want to keep that inside you. Okay, I'm going on a rant. Let me get back to the foods. Okay, the foods to stay away from. Stay away from dairy, of course. Stay away from milk that's from the cow. You all know how I feel about milk. If a cow didn't give birth to you, do not drink from it. I don't care if you're drinking the milk raw or processed, pasteurized. I have no interest in wanting to know how you're drinking the milk, just don't do it. Milk will bloat you. A lot of humans are lactose intolerant, and it just does not go well with your system. It's like glue. Just stay away from milk. There's a whole section on my website that talks about the harmful effects of cow's milk. And if you don't get the message by now, then fine. I tell you what, you cannot get a flat stomach by drinking cow's milk. Point. I want anybody to prove me wrong on that. Because even bodybuilders, when we get prepared for a show, those who drink cow's milk stay away from it when they're ready to get on the stage. Now, isn't that ironic? When natural bodybuilders, or even those who take steroids, you know, those who are chemically, the bodybuilders who are chemically enhanced, who chemically enhance their bodies, those who compete stay away from cow's milk prior to getting on the stage for a bodybuilding competition. Then when the competition is over, they go back to doing it and the abs are gone. So that just shows right then and there that milk causes the bloating of your stomach. Processed cheese is the same thing. And now, yogurt is half and half. I do like yogurt. But the reason I don't suggest people to eat yogurt is because when they eat those yogurts that are with the fruit, those yogurts have high fructose corn syrup in it. And you all know the harmful effects of high fructose corn syrup. If you don't know, then listen to my broadcast. It's called How to Shop Healthy. And I go on a whole spiel on the harmful effects of high fructose corn syrup and how it's one of the main ingredients that causes obesity. The second thing you need to stay away from is breads like yeast bread. I am a bread lover, but when it comes to keeping my stomach flat, when it comes to having flat abs, I stay away from yeast bread. I will only do yeast bread in moderation during the winter season. But as soon as it's hot, as soon as it starts to look cute, I'm not touching the stuff. I stay away from breads with yeast in it because yeast... Okay, what does yeast do? Yeast makes the bread rise. Well, guess what? It makes everything else rise, like your stomach inside the colon and the digestive system as well. Okay, you can't kill off yeast. And this is why when people want to lose weight, I tell them, you know, if you have to do breads, do flat breads only, like your tortilla breads, your pita breads, your burrito breads. But stay away from loaf breads. Stay away from bagels, your hoagies or your sub sandwiches that uses those big loaf breads. That's got a lot of yeast in it. Stay away from muffins, donuts, cakes, pastries, dinner rolls, biscuits, anything that has yeast in it with breads, stay away from it. Deal with flat bread only. Flat bread that does not have any yeast in it, you can eat those type of breads. But breads that do have yeast in it, stay away from it. Okay? The next food item to stay away from if you want to obtain a flat stomach or ripped abs is, of course, the two least favorite meats in the world is beef and pork. Now, I don't have that much time to go into the many reasons why you should stay away from beef and pork. But let me just say this. Red meat stay in the digestive system longer than any other food in the world, especially beef. Beef takes the longest to be digested. And if you want to eat that crap and think you're going to get a flat stomach, think again. Beef will bloat you. Beef really expands the colon and causes constipation, and it's just hard to digest. Stay away from beef and pork. And I'm going to do a whole segment on it, on that too, but I'm not going to take up any more time on why you shouldn't eat beef and pork. Just don't do it. Say no to beef and pork. All right, sodas. The next item you should stay away from is sodas, as well as alcoholic beverages. Yes, cut out sodas. Do not drink diet soda either, okay? Because most artificial sweeteners, especially aspartame and saccharin, are worse than sugar. These things cause cancer, folks. And as someone who cured herself naturally with the help of a dear friend, Valerie, of cancer, you don't want to do that. I used to do diet Dr. Pepper. I used to do diet Pepsi prior to the cancer. And let me tell you something. When I learned what the FDA had reported on the cancer-causing agents of aspartame and saccharin, I vowed never to touch the stuff again. Leave it alone. You don't want to do it. So, hey, just stick with water, or you can make some nice, you can get a, if you have this soda thing that you have to drink, then why don't you just get tonic water and put a little lemon in there, lemon juice in there. So, there you go. You know, just, or squeeze an orange in there, something like that. You can be creative. But me, I can just drink water or herbal teas, and I'm fine. I don't have to do all those sugary drinks because why? I have a healthy system in the yeast, and I don't have yeast in my system that is craving that sugary stuff. Okay, the next thing is with the alcoholic beverages. What we all know, beer with the yeast. There you go. And people who drink a lot of beer have beer bellies, and it's called beer belly for a reason. Just no alcohol, okay? And definitely nothing with high fructose corn syrup in it. You have to look at the ingredients in your foods and make sure you don't see these words high fructose corn syrup or corn syrup in the ingredients at all. Remember, this is a very self-destructing additive that will thank the brain that you're, will tell the brain you're not full, and there you go on binge eating. So, like I said, I did a whole section on the harmful effects of high fructose corn syrup, so stay away from that junk. Now, I told you about the stuff to stay away from. Let's talk about the stuff that you can do, okay? Foods to eat in order to obtain a flat stomach. How about smoothies? Ha! I love smoothies. Fruit smoothies can actually be used as a meal replacement if you pack them with enough ingredients. So my thing is I like to just get some ice and, oh my gosh, kiwi, mangoes, watermelons, and some apples. I probably even throw a little bit of pineapple in there, and of course I have to have a berry, so either I'm going to have a blackberry or a strawberry. Put a little water in there and just blend it, or I'll put some apple cider in there and just hit blend, and it's delish, okay? It's wonderful. Now, depending upon what you put in your smoothie, because you can also put some protein shake, a protein mix in there, a protein powder in there. You can put spirulina powder in there, and that will keep you full for hours, actually. And it will definitely cleanse you. So definitely do your smoothies. I like people to do their smoothies first thing in the morning, because that's an excellent way to cleanse the body, okay? The next food that you can eat are eggs. Now, let me just be more specific on the eggs. There's two types of eggs that you can eat. You can eat the bad eggs, or you can eat the good eggs. Now, the people are like, ooh, eggs are high in cholesterol. Yes, the bad eggs are high in cholesterol. But when you eat eggs that come from properly fed chickens that are not caged, fed corn, they are fed the proper diet that they're supposed to be fed, and they're roaming free. Well, now, I'm sorry, take that back. I do believe chickens can be fed corn. Let me take that back. They're feeding the corn to the cows, not the the chickens. I'm sorry. But anyway, when you have eggs that are high in omega-3s, you have to look for it on the box. This is called your omega-3 eggs. And they usually have at least 100 milligrams of omega-3s or more. These are the eggs you can eat, and these are the eggs that are low in cholesterol, and these are the eggs that are high in nutrients. You will not get high cholesterol by eating these eggs as a whole. So, you know what I do? I eat, when I do eat eggs, I eat the eggs that are in high in omega-3s, which is a vegetarian fed chickens that are not induced with any hormones, especially the estrogen. They are free-range chicken. I eat eggs from them. They are very high in protein, and those essential fatty acids in those eggs will burn unwanted fat all over the body, especially the unwanted belly fat. So I eat those eggs, and I don't ever have to worry about eating the bad eggs, which are sold commonly in a lot of stores. Now, you can eat omega-3 eggs, and you can find them at any supermarket or a grocery store. You just have to look for them. If you've never seen them before, you're going to overpass them. Now, if you're the kind of person who say, well, I can't afford those eggs because they are a little pricier than your cheap eggs, then buy the cheap eggs and just eat the egg whites from those eggs. Don't eat the yolk from the cheap eggs, because the yolk is where all of the bad chemicals and the cholesterol is in. Eat the yolk, just crack it open, strain the white out, the white out of the egg, keep the yolk in there, throw that away, because that's the junk of that egg. So leave that alone. If it's not omega-3 eggs, you don't want to eat the yolk. You do want to eat the yolk from omega-3 eggs, but not the yolks from the cheap eggs, okay? Eat the egg whites from that, and you can make about 4 egg whites and add some vegetables, and then have a nice little omelet, okay? So, there you go, eggs. Boy, I got so much information, I'm still running out of time. Okay, this broadcast is going to go a little bit over. Okay, the next next food you can eat are beans. While beans are often associated with, you know, gas and things like that, they are a very good source of protein and fiber and iron. And the best beans to eat are navy beans, white beans, kidney beans, and lima beans. Now, stay away from refried beans. Enough said. Stay away from refried beans. Make your own beans. Cook them. But don't put fat back in it. Don't put that junk in it. And don't drown it with brown sugar. You know, come on. Cook your beans properly and make them more healthier, okay? You can have a nice bean soup and add some celery, tomatoes, onions, garlic, you know, get some seasoning and have a nice little soup to go with your beans and things like that. So don't hamper the beans with bad stuff. Definitely stay away from the refried beans. Okay, very quickly going over the other meal you can eat, oatmeal. Oatmeal is the next food you can eat. While it may not be the tastiest thing you can eat, now I love my oatmeal. Oatmeal definitely has some great nutritional qualities. You also may notice that many of the oatmeal brands are now boasting that eating more oatmeal will help lower your cholesterol. Well, that's because oatmeal is loaded with soluble fiber, which helps reduce blood cholesterol by flushing those bad digestive acids out of your system. However, stay away from those sugary oatmeals that are in those pouches. Instant oatmeal, no. No, 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 no. The only type of oatmeal I'm going to be an advocate of is your old-fashioned steel oats. The oatmeal that's unsweetened, the oatmeal that's unflavored. If you get the kind that's high in apple, that's got apple cinnamon or maple flavor, you're eating a bunch of sugar, folks. You're eating stuff that's got chemicals in it. You're eating stuff that's got, you know, what? Corn fructose? Hello, sweetener in there. You don't want to eat that. Just make your own oatmeal, and you can sweeten it with good sugars like your honey, gray bee maple syrup, molasses. Oh my gosh, that's some good stuff. Turbinado, sucanat. You can sweeten it with stevia. You can sweeten your oatmeal with proper sweeteners and not that stuff they have in prepackaged oatmeal. So stay away from that. Of course, olive oil is going to be on that list of things you can add. You can add olive oil, safflower oil, macadamia nut oil. Those are great oils, because certain fats are good for you and your body needs them. So these are called essential fatty acids. And olive oil is one of those good fats. In fact, it's so good that it helps you burn fat and keeps your cholesterol down. Remember, you need good fat to burn off the old fat. And olive oil is rich in monounsaturated fat, a type of fat that research are finding provides outstanding health benefits. An ounce of extra olive oil contains about 85% of the daily value of monounsaturated fats. Enough said, it's great. Get the olive oil that's as green, it's in a dark bottle. Those are your best olive oils. Of course, we're going to go into the next item you can eat. It's lean meats, which are your what? Your chicken. Your lean chicken, lean turkey, and yes, I know this is a vegetarian, but I do have a lot of people who are not vegetarians who listen to my show. So if you are a vegetarian, just ignore this part right here. Just take your hand and start to close your ears and go la 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 for the next 2 minutes on this. Lean meats, for those who are meat eaters, you want to start eating your lean meats, like your chicken breasts, okay? Or your lean chicken that they cut the fat out of and they just have that part for you ready to consume. They're also, you have your turkey, which is the same way. I find that a lot of part of the turkey, even the turkey wings and sometimes the turkey legs, the turkey breasts, those are very good. Do not get the sliced turkey or the sliced chicken deli meats. They're too high in sodium. Stay away from those. Just deal with the meat as a whole and then cook it, and you can make your own sandwiches with it. Okay, but those, the kind that's deli and the kind that you can have for your sandwiches, they're too high in sodium, and sodium retaining water, and we want to lose water retention as well as fat from our body. So stay away from those high sodium type meats. Of course, I'm going to be an advocate for fish, your salmon, your tuna, your tilapia. Come on, folks. Red snapper, orange roughy, Maui Maui. These are some great fish you can eat, okay? Just eat the nice, clean, high fatty fish. And remember, good fat eats up the bad fat. So get to that. So those are the meats that I will suggest for those meat eaters to eat, okay? The next food that you can eat to obtain a flat stomach, almonds and other nuts. So we talk about pecans, hazelnuts, Brazil nuts, macadamia nuts, almonds. Those are great. And these are, nuts are so high in monounsaturated fats. This is just great, great food source. Nuts will also help fill you up, and they're very high in vitamin E, they're very high in fiber, and they're also high in magnesium. So I can't say enough of nuts. Do your best to get raw nuts, especially almonds. Try to go and get your raw almonds, but if you can't get your hands on raw nuts, just do regular nuts. Don't do the nuts that's sweetened with some sugar, or don't get the honey roasted almonds. Don't get none of that stuff. Just get it plain, lightly salted or no salt at all nuts, preferably raw. But if you can't get your hands on raw, then just go ahead and do the roasted. Speaking of nuts, I'm going to talk about the cousin to nuts, which is seeds. And sunflower seeds are going to be up there. Sunflower seeds are good for snacking on. And they have so many wonderful qualities to them. They're easy, they're quick to go, and you can do those sunflower seeds. Pumpkin seeds, which are good for killing off parasites and all the worms that are in your system. So get your seeds. I think they also have pine nuts, which is not a seed, but for some reason, pine nuts are always in the seed section, so I don't know what's that about. But deal with your nuts and deal with your seeds. Last but not least, peanut butter. Now, you all are going to be surprised that I'm mentioning peanut butter, but there's a certain type of peanut butter you have to get. You just can't get your regular peanut butter that's high in sugar, like your Jiffy, your Peter Pan. I'm not for those type of peanut butters. I'm for the peanut butter that's just has two ingredients in it, peanuts and salt. That's it. Now, there are some peanut butters out there that has flaxseed oil mixed in it. They're good too. And there's some peanut butter out there just have a little bit of molasses added to it. So you have peanuts, salt, flaxseed oil, and molasses. Those are great too. But when you have peanut butter that have a whole list of ingredients and some of that stuff you can't pronounce, do not get that type of peanut butter, okay? That's something you should stay away from. But I like to get the peanut butter just have peanuts and salt in it. That's just it. It doesn't have that much salt, just a little bit, and it's always sea salt. So those are the type of peanut butter that I go for. It's high. Oh, my God, it really fills you up. It's high in protein, and it's just very good for you. And you can put that on if you want a snack. You can put that on rice cakes and eat that as a snack. And, of course, I'm sorry, peanut butter is not last but not least, but eating salads. How could I just try to end this without mentioning salads? Oh, my goodness. Okay, eating salads is wonderful for the body, okay? Now, of course, why everybody's saying, yeah, but what type of dressing should I use? Okay, that's an important question, and here's the answer. Generally, just avoid creamy dressings, okay? Stick to dressings like Italian or any dressings that are made out of plain olive oil or apple cider vinegar or any kind of vinegar type dressings. But stay away from your ranch and your blue cheese. Stay away from those creamy type dressings and just stick to dressings that contain either oil or vinegar. No, nothing creamy with cheesy and stuff like that. Okay, getting on to the conclusion of this, let's get to the ab exercises and your workout. All right, now that the important part of the diet is out of the way, let's get down to exercises and workouts. First of all, I would suggest working your abs no more than 2 or 3 times a week. There's no need to work them any more than that. I know, you see a lot of people work their abs every single day. Let me tell you something. These people are wasting their time. And the people who aren't aware of spot reduction, they just don't realize that they're just doing this in vain. Okay? Now, you're going to have some people like this in every gym. They're going to work their abs every day because they think this is what's going to help them get from having a beer belly to just abs of steel, and that's not possible. Just ignore these people because they don't know, and just tell them to come to my website and listen to this free broadcast, and they'll know, and they'll be the kind that be like, that they'll be the kind that will be in the gym and look at other people and go, oh, I used to do that and work out my abs every day. I personally only work my abs 3 times a week. Yes. Miss Six Pack working on an 8-pack only work her abs 3 times a week. I work them out on Mondays, Wednesdays, and Fridays. Tuesdays and Thursdays, Saturdays and Sundays, I don't touch my abs. But in addition to working out my abs 3 times a week, I make sure I eat a clean diet. Now, when it comes to reps, there's no need to do 100 crunches. Abs are muscles just like any other muscle. Do you do 100 reps on the bench press? What about, do you curl a dumbbell for 100 times? I don't think so. Instead of wasting all your effort on doing an insane number of reps, focus on doing slow and controlled reps while you're really being sure to contract and squeeze the abs on each rep. Now, me, I only do 20, maybe 25 reps, but I don't go over 25 reps per set. So I'll do 3 or 4 sets. Each of those sets will have, depending on the exercise, will have anywhere from 15, no more than 20 reps. Now, if you are concerned that doing only 20 reps or so instead of your usual 100 is of something like crunches will be way too easy, then you can make it harder. One way to do this is to add a weight plate to it, or just any kind of weight to it. So if you're adding, if you're in a gym, just get a plate and do your crunches that way, or do your leg lifts that way. Hold some ankle weights and lift your legs that way. That'll give you a good strength to your lower abs. Try holding weights either on your chest or behind your head when you're doing your crunches. When you get to the point where that feels way too easy, what do? You increase the weight a little. If this sounds all too familiar, it's because this is the same method used for building and strengthening every muscle in your body. Abs are no different. Abs are muscles just like your biceps, just like your pecs and your chest, and just like your triceps and shoulders. You got to treat them the same way. As for abs exercise themselves, you probably noticed I've only mentioned crunches, but there are other exercises that I do too. I do bicycles, I do leg lifts, I do hanging leg raises. I love those. Oh, those are my favorite. I don't really use a lot of equipment. I would say that 90% of my ab exercises are done without equipment. I only use one equipment, and that may be the weighted ab machine, but that's the only machine I'll get on. Everything else is crunches, leg lifts, scissors, bicycles, upside down running man, and hanging leg exercises. I love that. You hang from the stirrups on your arms, and you just lift your leg from top to bottom doing a 90 degrees like a L, and it's just great. And I do straight legs. I used to only do bent legs because at the time my abs were not strong. Now they're strong where I can do straight leg leg raises, and those are great for the lower abdomen. Okay, so you don't necessarily have to do weighted machines. I only use one machine when it comes to working my abs, and the rest of them are just using my body and maybe adding some weights to that. Side bends, jackknife crunches, you know, pulling your knees towards your face type of crunches. You know, those type of crunches are very good for your body, and you can just do a lot just with your own body weight. Okay, oh my goodness, this is probably the longest studio recording I have made thus far. You know what, I have so much information, and I don't want to skip out on any of it. I want you to get as much as possible, and therefore, you know, hey, this is what happened. My studio broadcasting is supposed to be 30 minutes, and this one is 48 minutes. Talk about going over time. But I don't regret nothing. At least you all have something that you can listen to over and over again, so you too can obtain the stomach that you always wanted, whether you want just a flat stomach or you just want to have rock hard abs. This is how you do it. These are the secrets. Now you know what I know, and you can go out there and do it too. All right, so that concludes this episode. Tune in next time. We're going to have, I have no idea what the next topic will be, but it's going to be something informal and educational. So this is Dr. Keela. Please tune in to Healing Power Hour Radio for our next broadcast. And you can always go to the website healingpowerhour.com to see other previous broadcastings from the telephone as well as the studio. A lot of information and videos, and we're going to start having online classes really soon, so just stay in tune to that. If you would like to talk to me personally, or you would like more information, you know, about appointments and our product line, you can call during our regular business hours at 770-603-0141. At 770-603-0141, or you can email me, and the email address is located on our website, healingpowerhour.com. This is Dr. Keela, and thank you for listening to our broadcast. I wish upon you peace, health, love, and prosperity. Have a great one.